Officials became aware of the cyber attack early Saturday morning, with much of the city's computer systems remaining offline for much of this week. Hit the hardest were city phones, the 311 customer service line, and online payment.
Some of our services here in the city, our online payments for Pensacola Energy and Sanitation, have been down. But as of this morning, they are now restored, so those are available again.
Casey Lagarde is the city's public information officer. Not affected was access to public safety, 911, first responders, and Pensacola International Airport. Lagarde says the majority of services are back online, and the IT department is making more progress.
Working to get computers up and running, going department by department, that will take some time. You know, as of Monday, it was affecting our ability to send and receive emails, but that was restored fairly quickly.
Lagarde confirmed this week the ongoing cyber attack involves ransomware, software that encrypts valuable data and files and prevents access until a ransom is paid. But in regard to a possible ransom demand, for now, mum is the word.
We really can't release any additional details about the incident itself because this is an active criminal investigation. We notified the FBI, FDLE, Homeland Security, so I believe FBI is the lead agency on this.
There's been a sharp increase in cyber attacks of late, especially against local governments. Cases in point, Riviera Beach and Lake City. Each had to pay six-figure ransoms to hackers, who have also hit Ocala, Naples, Atlanta, and Baltimore, among others.
One challenge is that as organizations and cities continue to expand their cyber defenses, the cyber criminals are also increasing and advancing their attack scenarios.
Iman El-Sheikh is director of the Center for Cybersecurity at the University of West Florida. It's very important, she says, for cities and municipalities to make sure that multiple procedures and defenses, known as layered security, are ready for at least the two most common forms of online attacks.
Phishing attacks, where attackers send email trying to pose as a legitimate contact. They can install malware or viruses or penetrate into other systems. And the other is ransomware. Criminals disable the organization from gaining access and often demand a ransom.
But El-Sheikh says there are ways to fight back. Step number one, update all protective software on a regular basis.
Cyber criminals will take advantage of known vulnerabilities. Vendors and software and hardware providers are often quick to provide patches for vulnerabilities once they're detected. And so if you can keep your systems up to date, you limit the extent to which cyber criminals can take advantage of such vulnerabilities.
Another key, especially when fending off ransomware, is to back up all of your data and have multiple backups for your most critical information.
If you had performed a backup of that data and that systems, then you really don't care. You can restore the backup and continue on with your operations. In cases where there weren't proper backups, then the organization can start paying the ransom or lose critical data.
Another must-do, says El-Sheikh, is training everyone in an organization, from the boardroom to the mailroom, in cyber awareness.
Anybody who has access to a system, a network, or a facility can pose a risk. And what we've seen with very large phishing attacks is they started with somebody inadvertently clicking a link on an email that then gave the cyber criminals access to the system.
While not going into detail, El-Sheikh says UWF Cybersecurity Center has reached out to the city of Pensacola. And that if there's a silver lining in this dark cloud of cyber hacking, it could be that it brings some real life, close to home challenges for her students.
It creates a very valuable learning experience, and hopefully we can work together to make sure that this incident is addressed and localized and not let it happen again in the future.
Meanwhile, the feds are doing double duty, investigating the cyber attack, along with last week's shooting aboard NAS Pensacola by a Saudi flight student who killed three sailors and wounded eight others before he was killed by deputies. Two of the eight wounded at NAS remain at Baptist Hospital. City spokeswoman Casey Lagarde says authorities are looking for a possible link between the two.
That would be part of the FBI's investigation. I do know that their preliminary statement, at least, was that they had not found a connection at this point. I do understand that, of course, with the timing, that's something that was on everyone's minds. They are continuing to investigate.
Escambia County's IT staff has emailed the county commission directing it to obtain a decryption key from the Tor network, which allows for anonymous web surfing. FDLE says Allied Universal, a security company with an office in Pensacola, was also attacked. Calls to the firm for this story were not returned. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.